Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
The Facebook controversies continue to blow up. The social network is reportedly shutting down its Facebook research app, which paid volunteers, including teenagers, $20 a month for access to things like the web browsing history, private messages, and a lot more. Similar to this Onavo app that Apple banned a while back for violating its privacy rules. Basically, this was Facebook getting around that. And so we'll see how Apple reacts, because they're not really cool with companies getting around their terms and services.
No, and like their Apple is crucial to Facebook.
Yep.
It's interesting that Apple didn't go, so they banned this app.
Yep.
That was discovered this week. But they didn't go so far as to remove Facebook's ability to have these, what are supposed to be inner corporation apps, so you can do testing.
Right.
That's how Facebook sort of exploited a loophole. But they're not revoking that. They're just getting rid of this one app. So Facebook is so big too, they break the rules, and it's a little bit like just a slap on the wrist, it feels like.
But just, I mean, given all the issues, like, why does Facebook even have this at this point? I mean, they've just continued to struggle balancing, our privacy with their need to have so much data. And given just all the terrible news that's been out over the last year, like, why is this still a thing?
I think because it's so ingrained in their company and their business and their culture that and for a long time, the way that people understood this stuff was like, we understand you better, and that means we'll make our service even better for you.
Right, right.
And it's only been in like the last year, 2 years, where people have realized, oh, that's insidious, actually. And I think the fact that they were banking on it not being insidious for forever, now that people are like, wait a second, I don't like that. It's just so ingrained in how they operate that's why it keeps happening.
Especially when you're bringing in teenagers. That's like when you bring in minors, that's really...
I'm really curious what this like parental consent form was that people 13 to 17... Because if it's just like, hand your phone to your parent and they'll check the little box, it's like, of course kids didn't do that.
Yeah.
Sick.
All right. So next up, Apple, as expected, posted disappointing fiscal first quarter results last night. But on top of that, they also forecasted a range of revenue for the next quarter or this current quarter that was also considered pretty disappointing, suggesting that, iPhone sales have hit a wall and we're like, we've already peaked.
Right.
We're past peak iPhone.
Yeah.
It was just interesting that just listening on the call, this hour-long call, CEO Tim Cook spent a lot of time tap dancing about like how great the products were when he's getting hammered on this point about like what's going on with sales. He's like, oh, well, the iPhone has like the best camera ever, blah blah blah. Like some of it was finally like 45 minutes into it, he finally acknowledged like, okay, price was a factor.
Did he?
He finally admitted it. He couched it heavily, like, there's 4X, the lack of phone subsidies, but ultimately selling a $1,000 phone is not a great strategy.
Yeah, I'm curious how much he tried to, because I missed the call last night, how much he tried to put it on like Chinese demand and all the... Yeah,
it's interesting. He did mention China. That definitely played a big part of it. But he spent a lot of time talking about 4X. I mean, he talked about like the value of the Turkish lira versus the dollar. I'm like, I can't believe we're talking about this on an Apple call right now.
Right.
So it was kind of weird. It was interesting to kind of watch them kind of backpedal. Obviously he's sort of like... We don't run our company 90-day increments. We're all for the long term, which is what executives say when things are bad. Lastly, I just want to point to you our story on Tappy, the T-Mobile phone torture test robot that is at the center of the U.S. Justice Department's case against Huawei. It's a fascinating story about how Huawei employees were incentivized to try to steal first photos of Tappy. And then actually steal a part of him, actually made off with the part, like the hand of Tappy, and ultimately gave it back, which is kind of weird too. But check it out. It's a weird story. For full coverage, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.